Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Before we bring on Dave, it looks like we do have an answer. We asked about the hot game at Memphis where they ran out of water at the Liberty Bowl. We got an answer from Will on Twitter. He said it 100% was the UCLA game in 2017, and then he adds, folks were dropping like flies. I can only imagine. I was dropping like a fly after that game. I had plenty of water on the sideline. Should we have passed down? I think we had the big water buggy. We could have helped out the fans if we wanted to.
Strong chance I just went down and grabbed some myself.
A bunch of spouts. Well, you were drinking beer. We've already established that. Well, let's bring on David Cobb at David W. Cobb, college basketball, college football for CBS Sports. David, how's it going? Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday and happy early Father's Day to
back
you.
Back at you.
We're both celebrating it for the first time, so should be a good time.
Do you have any plans?
No big plans. So okay. Going to go up and watch the final round of the U.S. Open with my grandfather. So that'll
nice.
Be good to spend a little quality time in front of the TV with him. He's the one who got me. Well, he and my dad both really got me into golf when I was little. And so, yeah, that'll be good. We were going to try to play golf on Monday, but the forecast is not looking conducive to that. So we'll just settle for watching golf.
Yeah, I'm learning very quickly on the job here. First Father's Day. Unless you are a prima donna and request plans, you're not going to get plans made for you. It's just how it works. Like that's my feel of the situation so far.
Well, like surely you can work out sitting in front of the TV. I mean, that doesn't take much effort, you know.
But I'm also very low maintenance. You know, I can just sit in front of the TV and watch sports the whole weekend and be completely happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like men don't even need like a very good TV or a couch. We just need a foldable chair, a cardboard box, and about a 32-inch TV, and we'll be good to go.
Yeah, and also we just need the to-do list put on hold for a little while. You know, like I'm not opposed to doing whatever needs to be done. I just need like an uninterrupted window of, you know, 4 to 6 hours. Like if you can give me an uninterrupted window of 4 to 6 hours. Like, I'll get the dishes done. I'll move whatever you need moved. Yeah, I'll get it all done. I just
on your own time, though, in that 4 to 6 hour period.
Yes. Well, after the 4 to 6 hours. Because the 4 to 6 hours, that's me watching sports. So I just need that. And, I need to be uninterrupted during that time. And then I'll get it all done later.
All right. Now, this week you wrote about, for CBS Sports, college football coordinators poised to become head coaches and poised to take a leap. And the first name on there is the one name I was really curious about when you wrote this up and I saw the headline. You brought up Ryan Grubb, Alabama offensive coordinator, comes back to the college game from the Seahawks. He was with Mike McDonald for a year. Nick Sheridan, of course, was the offensive coordinator last year for Alabama. It was a little bit up and down with Jalen Milroe. And I know that the quarterback situation is not fully figured out. You have Ty Simpson, you have Austin Mack. But how much smoother do you expect that offense and that program to operate now that Kalen DeBoer's back with Ryan Grubb, the guy he got to a national championship with at Washington?
Yeah, I don't think you can overstate how important of a hire that was for Alabama, because Kalen DeBoer had to have his hands all over that offense last season, be heavily involved in play calling and game planning. And Ryan Grubb's arrival from the Seahawks allows Kalen DeBoer to go into more of that CEO role. This will be the fifth school that they've worked at together. So they have a pretty good sense of how to work together. And Ryan Grubb has the full 100% trust of Kalen DeBoer. And so we know how important it is in this era, especially at a place like Alabama, to be able to step back and move into that CEO role. I mean, in fact, that's what Ryan Day did last season when he brought in Chip Kelly. It allowed Ryan Day to take his hands off the offense a little bit, step back and assess the program from a macro perspective. And then it led to Ohio State winning a national title. Granted, the path to get there wasn't always smooth, but man, I mean, Ryan Grubb, I think part of the reason why he didn't come with Kalen DeBoer in the first place was because he thought he had a shot at the Washington job, which honestly, I don't blame him, because they'd had a lot of success together at Washington. He was a big part of their offensive success. Washington then went in another direction. He decided to stay in Seattle and work for the Seahawks. Now he's back with Alabama. I think it's, you know, he's one good Ty Simpson season away from everybody saying, wow, look at this guy. And then him getting a long quality look for a Power Four head coaching job.
So their quarterback situation's interesting to me, because if you look at SEC talkers or college football talkers, you're not going to see an Austin Mack or a Ty Simpson in a top 10 SEC quarterback ranking. Like, no one's projecting that right now. But knowing what we know about Ryan Grubb and Kalen DeBoer, I feel pretty comfortable slotting in whoever starts at quarterback into a top 7 from a production standpoint. Do you? Because that's something I've been sort of looking around at. It's list season, and it doesn't feel like anybody's overly high on Alabama's quarterback room, when in reality, you have two really damn good coaches to hone in a quarterback. They've done it time and time again.
Oh, yeah, not to mention some pretty good receivers to throw the football to as well. I mean, when you factor in the return of Ryan Williams and then some of the other playmakers the Crimson Tide are going to have, it's a ready-made stat factory, I mean, for a quarterback to walk in there and put up numbers. That's what they've done over the course of Kalen DeBoer's career with Ryan Grubb as the OC in most of those seasons. And so what's interesting to me about that quarterback battle is Ty Simpson is a holdover from the Nick Saban era, whereas Austin Mack was the guy that they recruited at Washington. You know how these things go. There's an inherent level of trust with the guy that you recruited, with the guy who you've been following since he was a sophomore in high school, and the guy that you signed, and the guy who followed you from Washington to Alabama, right? And Ty Simpson, former five-star guy, coach's son, you know, all the cliches there, like he should be a gritty, a gamer, high IQ guy, all that, whatever. But I am curious to see if this doesn't become a little bit of a battle in fall camp. And then the third guy there is arguably the most intriguing prospect of them all. It's Keelan Russell, who I think, according to some of the services, was the highest ranked quarterback in this cycle. And so I don't think he'll get a real long look this time around or this year. But that room, I think, is set up pretty well for the future, because I think, you know, one of these two guys will emerge now, but then you're going to have Keelan Russell there in the waiting in the wings and in the shadows. And, you know, it's a huge year for Alabama. I think it's kind of playoff or bust in year two for Kalen DeBoer. You don't go 0-2 on making a 12-team playoff and just waltz out of there with no problem. So I think, you know, they got to get that thing figured out. But I think he will, especially with Ryan Grubb back.
That's what I'm saying.
It feels like we
all say it's playoff or bust, and people do have, like, I guess, outstanding questions from last year, the way they ended the year with that loss against Michigan. But I don't have much concern about Alabama going forward with Kalen DeBoer. I feel like Kalen DeBoer, who he is viewed as after 1 year at Alabama, is way below what he actually is as a head coach, if that makes sense.
Oh, his track record is.
That's what I like. It's
phenomenal.
It's strange when you look at how he's viewed versus what he's actually done.
Oh, but Gabe,
and it was still
not.
It was
now,
still
Gabe.
Nine wins in the SEC last year. Like, in the end of the day, not horrid.
Well, it's the Vanderbilt loss, I think, for most people.
Sure,
I think you can underline it with that. You lost to Vanderbilt. And that is a difficult thing for people to grapple with, even non-Alabama fans. It's just a shock to the system. I mean, maybe I'm overstating it or just looking past other obvious results, but in its recency bias to a certain extent. But, man, I cannot think of a more stunning SEC-on-SEC upset in the last 15 years in college football than Vanderbilt beating Alabama. And so that's part of it, because if you win that game, I mean, you're in the playoff. So it's as simple as that. And that's a hard thing for people to grapple with. And, you know, so he's going to have to shake that loss. Like, that's one that could really follow him. If they end up as a three-loss team on the wrong side of the playoff bubble again this year, you know, that's one that will haunt him in perpetuity, because that's just one that's going to be really hard to get over. And look, Saban lost, I think it was Monroe. I think he lost to UL Monroe his first season, right? But at the same time, he wasn't inheriting a great program, and Kalen DeBoer did inherit a great program. So you just have to avoid – you got to avoid those sort of disasters. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I would underline it for Alabama.
All right, the other name you brought up, and obviously this story was about guys – that are coordinators poised to become head coaches. Ohio State's Brian Hartline. I know he's just stepping into this offensive coordinator role, but I always ask this question. Why has he not become a head coach yet? Now, obviously, there's got to be options out there. You have to be offered. But when you look at his track record as a wide receiver coach at Ohio State, I want someone to do it for me. Find a better run on wide receivers in college football history than Ohio State under Brian Hartline. I don't think you can do it. You can't. I mean, Chris Olave and Jackson Smith and Jigba, and now you have Jeremiah Smith and Terry McLaurin, and like, just all these different names, the amount of talent he can bring in, the way he recruits, and clearly he's a damn good coach if he's developing all these guys into the players they're becoming in the National Football League.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, he interviewed for the West Virginia job, which ultimately they went back in time and went for the nostalgia hire with Rich Rod, and I think they might look back at that as a mistake in 3 or 4 years when Brian Hartline's career continues to ascend, and they're trying to relive the glory days with a 60-something-year-old Rich Rod who, I mean, I don't know if he's still got it or not in terms of the magic touch offensively. We'll see. But, yeah, I'm with you, man. Like, you look at a Fran Brown at Syracuse who made the jump from position coach and elite recruiter to successful Power Four head coach. I mean, Brian Hartline is just so ready-made to follow in that same right. mold and same blueprint. I mean, it's just so obvious. But at the same time, Brian Hartline attended the University of Ohio State, had a successful playing mm-hmm. career there, went and played in the NFL, made pretty good money in the NFL. I mean, he's at his alma mater, right? You're going to be selective. You've worked now for two national title-winning head coaches in Ryan Day and Urban Meyer. You know, you don't have to jump at anything. Like, and it's so hard now when you're a coordinator at a premier destination like that to justify making the move. Because if you go to the Big 12 or the ACC, all right, are you really set up for success? What's your salary? I mean, honestly, what's your salary relative to what you're making as Ohio State's offensive coordinator? It might be about the same. So you're going to leave your home school, the school you played for, a place where you're comfortable. I don't know. And this is a big year for Brian Hartline because, you know, this is the first time he's really called the plays. Like, he's been the co-offensive coordinator for a couple of different, you know, stints during his time on that staff. But, you know, at first Ryan Day was still calling the plays, and then they brought in Chip Kelly, and, you know, Brian Hartline could have gotten a little offended by that, right?
Right.
Like, you bringing in Chip Kelly, really? Like, I mean, come on. Like, you see what people are writing about me and saying about me? Why are you bringing in Chip Kelly, you know? But he stuck it out. Now he gets to call the plays, and it's a huge year for him because if he shows out, oh man, like he's going to be, everyone's going to be after him in this cycle.
And David, you could maybe enlighten me on this, but like I look around the country at coaches like a Brian Hartline, the sort of younger, recruiting, you know, energy guy. You don't have a lot of fail stories, whether they're offensive or defensive coaches. You just don't have a lot of guys in his same mold that are struggling. Kenny Dillingham, Dan Lanning, you brought up Fran Brown. We can bring up Marcus Freeman in that same conversation. There's not a lot of guys that fit that mold that are failing at their particular job that they've got.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, like I would counter with, you know, we'll see on Brent Venables at Oklahoma. Granted, he's not like some young up and comer.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not the type of guy I'm talking about exactly. Like he's older. He's been around for a long time.
Yeah. Well, okay. So Jeff Lebby's another one. He's got to have a good year at Mississippi State to sort of justify that coordinator to head coach hype. But I agree with you for the most part. I mean,
and who's the guy at Texas State, by the way? That's another guy. That sort of fits that.
Oh yeah,
fits that mold. Kenny.
No, for sure.
GJ Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. He comes from that air raid sort of tree and family and all that, and he could be another one for sure. But no, I mean, I specifically mentioned Chris Hampton, who's at mm-hmm. Oregon as their co-DC now, because you look at Lanning, and he made that successful jump from coordinator to head coach. He's already produced one of his own in Kenny Dillingham, both of whom were at Memphis. And then you got Chris Hampton, who I want to say he went to Melrose, if I'm not mistaken.
Nice.
Memphis native, I'm pretty sure, back when Melrose was just unreal in terms of producing Division One, Power Four, Power Five talent. You know, guys from Melrose have gone on to play in the NFL. Anyway, this is a guy who's from Memphis who I think has a chance to become a head coach because he's that National Recruiter of the Year at 24/7, same as Fran Brown was. You know, Charles Huff was the National Recruiter of the Year at 24/7. He's now been the head coach at Marshall and Southern Miss. So you get that label on you, boy, and then you work for Dan Lanning at a place like that. Yeah, you got a chance to become a head coach.
Hey, did you see this Grant Furking situation unfolding at Tennessee?
Yes.
So he was hired by On3 as a NIL and recruiting analyst. He was a former or a wide receiver really at the time. A walk-on wide receiver for Josh Heupel at Tennessee, and he's been caught with multiple cases of fraud through a lawn care business and stuff like that. What's going to happen with that? Curiously,
yeah.
I feel like we only have the very sort of remedial details of it, but that did not look good. When I was reading through all the details,
no, it doesn't look good at all. And shout out to my former beat colleague Mike Wilson. He and Adam Sparks at the New Sentinel in Knoxville are the ones who have given us the scarce details that we have. Without what they've reported, it would be, I don't know if anyone would really know what's going on there at all. But they're so good at getting their hands on public records, documents. They're well connected there at Tennessee, and so they do a good job when stuff like this comes out. Like, they're usually the ones who are going to figure out what's really going on. So shout out to those guys for digging all that up. But basically, this guy was a walk-on receiver who, you know, was widely praised and lauded over the last 5 years as his playing career was coming into an end for being this entrepreneur and having this very successful lawn business back in Atlanta where he's from. Then he gets a job with On3 coming out of college, and he's a big part of their, you know, their whole launch and basically getting them off the ground and all this. And then all of a sudden it's Shannon Terry, who founded On3, is posting online about how we've heard reports about a former employee of ours who's been, you know, alleged to have committed fraud and blah, blah, blah. And you're who is he talking about? I didn't even know until he put all that out there and then kind of dug around a little bit. It turns out it was, Grant Furking. So it's a bad look because of this. You got a guy at a place like On3 who's an employee of that site. And he's employed also by the University of Tennessee, specifically as an assistant to Josh Heupel at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bad look for On3 because, you know, that you should be, you shouldn't have any conflicts of interest.
That's not exactly unbiased journalism if you're working for the guy that you're reporting on.
Yes, if you're, I don't know that Grant was a reporter, but he had a lot, you got a lot of influence at a place like On3 that is very influential in college sports. And so, obviously, I don't think Shannon Terry and On3 knew that he was employed by Tennessee, and he was doing this little side hustle. And it turns out he had a few little side hustles going on, and maybe none of them were ethical. So, I hate it. This guy was held up as the example of everything that's right with college sports. And now over the last 48 hours, it's all sort of unraveled, and you hate to see it. And I hope he can get his life, kind of back on track.
I hope this is a warning shot though, for On3 or some of these different, publications that put out information. I mean, just because someone has information does not mean you should hire them. You have to put them through a vetting process, see what's going on in their life. If you would have done just probably a simple background check, you would have figured out, I can't really hire him if he's a special assistant to Josh Heupel. I can't hire him in the role I'm going to hire him at On3. So I hope that's a little bit of a warning shot. I feel like in today's day and age, just the connections matter more than just about anything when you're making those hires.
Yeah. I'm surprised it didn't come out sooner, because when you're employed by the University of Tennessee, you're a public employee. And so that should be, you should be able to find that in a publicly available database. You know, that information is not hard to find. So I'm surprised somebody else didn't dig that up sooner and say, hey, why are y'all employing this guy who's working for the Tennessee Athletic Department? You know, like, so I was a little kind of stunned that didn't come out sooner. It's just, it's unfortunate. It's a, you know, it doesn't look good on Tennessee, you know, either. But at the same time, it's like, man, this guy was like the wonder kind that everything that's right about college sports, academic All-American,
right.
You know, entrepreneur, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, it's just sad. It's just sad when you see a young person who, by all measures, is successful and then has clearly made some really poor decisions along the way and just throws that away. Like, it's just a bummer.
No doubt. All right, now my favorite story of the week, and this will be the last thing we discuss. New York Knicks in their coaching search. What have you made of this? Five different coaches, sitting head coaches, they have reached out to. Ime Udoka with the Rockets, Chris Finch with the Timberwolves, Jason Kidd with the Mavs, Quinn Snyder with the Hawks, Billy Donovan with the Bulls. I mean, why go get your own thing, you know? It seems wild to me to see someone in a happy relationship and try to coax them out of that relationship. Something about that does not jive well with me.
Yeah, right. It's awfully haughty of the Knicks, isn't it? To just think they can go out and pluck a successful sitting head coach. You know, and it's not even like they're going after low market guys. Like, they're, you know, going after Billy Donovan in Chicago and Jason Kidd in Dallas and, you know, like successful, well tenured coaches, with in big market franchises and stuff. It just, yeah, it's weird that they fired Tom Thibodeau with zero plan and zero idea of who they could realistically hire. We talk about it in college sports all the time. All right, maybe you pull the trigger on a guy this year, but you better know who you have lined up. And if you don't have that guy lined up, then you give the guy you have another year, because you might end up in a worse position than you were before. And that's exactly where the New York Knicks are headed. They're headed to a much worse position than they were before, because they hired Tom Thibodeau, or fired Tom Thibodeau, with no plan whatsoever. And now they're just knocking on the door of literally every NBA franchise trying to find somebody. And, oh yeah, maybe they're going to go down the retread path of a Mike Brown or something. And it's like, man, really?
David, I've heard they're very high on Taylor Jenkins.
I told Jeffrey this yesterday. I would go after Michael Malone before I went after Taylor Jenkins or Mike Budenholzer. These are two coaches that are available, that are on the market, that have won NBA titles in the last 5 years. And you're going to look at Mike Brown or Taylor Jenkins before you look at them?
Don't discount that no one likes Jim Dolan, right? I don't know this for certain. I think there's something with Michael Malone in his past that makes him not like Jim Dolan. I don't know about Bud or anything like that, but I think we do. If they're not reaching out to someone that seems obvious, maybe that has to do with a burnt bridge. Like, that's always possible with the Knicks.
Well, geez, I mean, at this point, I'm wondering how many no's are we away from Dan Hurley getting the call? Because I wrote about Dan Hurley, you know, the day that this happened, because one of our NBA writers put him on the hot board, and it was like, hey, why don't y'all follow up on this and, you know, write a little bit about, you know, whether Dan Hurley might actually be a fit with the Knicks. And I mean, you know, obviously he went pretty far down the road with the Lakers last year. Would he be interested in the Knicks? He wouldn't have to uproot his life. He's lived almost his entire life either in Jersey or in New York, and now he's 3 hours away at Connecticut. So I'm just saying, like, if they get two or three more no's, like, we might get there.
Has he spoken on it? Because I think the only thing I've seen from him is, like, he basically was, I think, on a being interviewed. It was either on a podcast or just for print. But he basically said, we're doing this again? Like, ask that question. So that's the only thing I think I've heard him say about it. But that does not mean he wouldn't take the job if offered.
I've heard a lot more forceful denials than that led to a coach taking the job. You know, I think he said, not another summer of this.
Right.
I think that was the quote, because obviously it was such a saga last summer with LA. But I look at the Knicks as a more attractive job than the Lakers job, because you think about it, a year ago, it was pre-Luka. And so you're looking at LeBron at about to turn 40 in a franchise that, you know, doesn't really have a clear direction post LeBron. And now you look at the Knicks and their championship winning prime. Dan Harley, I think part of the reason why maybe he didn't want to go was because he had the chance to chase a three-peat, be the first one since John Wooden to make a three-peat. Well, now that's no longer a part of the equation. So, yeah, I think he'd have to. He grew up a Knicks fan, for crying out loud. I mean, he'd have to consider it. Again, I'm not sure how far they could, you know, get down that road, but I also thought it was interesting that, you know, Jay Wright clearly expressed no interest in the position, given that he's coached those three Villanova guys and won national titles with those guys. And so, man, like, they've just heard a lot of no's. I told Jeffrey this. I was like, man, this Knicks coaching search feels like the 2017 Tennessee football.
Oh, yes. That was awesome.
The NBA version.
That was awesome for anybody that's not a Tennessee fan. That was a great time to be alive for a.
Have they asked John Gruden if he wants to coach the Knicks?
Yeah.
Have you gotten a call, David? By the way, Connor got his call yesterday. Or at least 92.9 ESPN did. Brad did give them permission to interview Connor.
Well, I've already said, you know, I'm not going to take the job this time around. So, you know, I'm going to decline. But, you know, if they give me a call, I'll use it for leverage for a raise, you know, where I'm at now, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Leverage is a good thing. It's a great thing. But have a good weekend, David. We'll talk again next week.
All right, man. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you. That is David Cobb at David W. Cobb, college basketball, college football writer for CBS Sports. And he's brought to you by my good friends, Anchor to Memphis, Oxbow. This Father's Day, skip the socks and the ties, although you can get some. They have a great selection of socks and ties at Oxbow, but skip them and get Dad something he'll actually use. You can get a cooler for Dad, a Yeti or otherwise, and if you buy a cooler from Oxbow, you get free ice for life. Instead of stopping by the gas station buying those bags, you can go fill it up for free as long as you prove you bought it at Oxbow. They also have Filson bags. If you have a fisherman in your life, they have poncho fishing gear, brand new shipment. They always have new shipments of Genteel and your favorite teams. They have Grizzlies, Tigers, SEC favorites. They have your Ole Miss, Tennessee. All that is there at Oxbow. And then they also have Martin Dingman. You can go get a nice belt over at Oxbow. But they have a curated mix of rugged, refined, ready-to-wrap gifts. Whether he's a sportsman, sharp dresser, or just hard to shop for, they have something in Oxbow for Dad. Make sure you get in there. And the team's going to be there to help. They're kind, courteous staff. Any question is on the table. There's no dumb questions. They'll point you in the direction of what you need for Father's Day. Stop by and build that custom 901 gift box today that says, "Thanks, Dad, the Memphis way." Oxbow is your go-to for Father's Day done right. And you can find them at 964 June Road, off Poplar on June Road, behind the Amoco Station, or online at shopoxbow.com. That's shopoxbeau.com. Oxbow is anchored in Memphis. All right, now Micah Parsons is looking for a contract extension from the Dallas Cowboys, and he has finally broken his silence. You're listening to the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM. So, Micah Parsons, defensive end, all-pro, pro bowler for the Dallas Cowboys, is continuing to wait for a contract extension. He's going into the last year of his rookie deal, and he's looking to basically break the market. Highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. That is the going rate. Now, he broke his silence today because Clarence Hill Jr., who's been covering the Cowboys for a long time, longtime Cowboys reporter, did an exclusive with him for DLLS Sports. It's a new Dallas startup sort of media company. And he basically sent a very clear message to the Dallas Cowboys. The more you wait, the more it's going to cost. He said it is going to cost them more. Those were the words out of his mouth. It's going to cost them more. And that really is a no-duh take. But the price is going to go up in what is likely weeks, maybe days. Because for those that are not paying attention to what else is going on at that position around the National Football League, T.J. Watt is holding out in Pittsburgh. What is T.J. Watt holding out for? New contract, and he's going to want to beat out Myles Garrett's four-year, $160 million deal, with $123 guaranteed, by the way. He's going to want to beat that out this offseason when he re-ups. You also have Trey Hendrickson out there with the Bengals, the sack leader 2 years in a row, 35 sacks, two straight seasons, all pro, certainly a pro bowler, He's looking for a deal as well. So I look at this situation, and sometimes you say, well, next offseason, we'll deal with what we deal with. You're going to have two more deals in all likelihood, whether Trey Hendrickson signs with the Bengals or ends up elsewhere. You're going to have two deals that are going to break the record for non-quarterbacks in NFL history. And to wait for those to get signed is completely antithetical to your process, your salary cap situation, everything else when you're in a compete now window. Micah Parsons also told Hill that the intel that he has gotten from TJ Watt's camp is that he's asking for more, TJ Watt is, than what Micah Parsons is asking for the Cowboys right now. Micah Parsons and his agent have a number. TJ Watt and his agent have a higher number as of the way it stands right now. But it's about when they're going to sign, how they're going to sign, and when these deals get done. But what's more frustrating is the real reason why this deal hasn't gotten done. Because Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones have been in constant contact. But if you'll remember, earlier in the offseason, Jerry Jones said he will not sit down with Parsons' agent David Mulugeta. I don't know why. Maybe he feels it's below him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I have no earthly idea. In the way that he's done things for years, it's the star carries all the weight. I want to deal directly with players. I want the hometown discounts. But he needs to realize, and he should have realized by now, that's no longer the way things work. You're not getting the hometown star discount. You're not getting that. That Dallas Cowboys brand, it's not where it once was in the 90s. And you have to come to grips at some point with that fact. And then also there's this perspective, quite frankly, the obvious perspective. This is a guy who won Rookie of the Year, been to 4 Pro Bowls. He's been on the All-Pro team 3 times in 4 seasons since he came into the league. 4 Pro Bowls in 4 seasons, 3 times on the All-Pro list in 4 seasons. He's been top 3 in pass rush win rate every single year of his career among all edges in the NFL, DNs. And with that, you'd say, well, dang, like it seems obvious you should sign that contract today, yesterday, a month ago. So the obvious question you'd ask is he hurt a lot? And I have an answer for you. No, he's not. He's played and started 63 of a possible 67 games. 94% of the time through 4 years, he is on the field and starting and producing. Oh, and yeah, here's the kicker. He's going on 26 years old this year. Like, here's the thing. I can rationalize waiting on certain contracts. And this example I'm going to give, I want to be clear. I think the Bengals are being very, very stupid with the two situations they have on their hands with the holdouts, Shamar Stewart and Trey Hendrickson. But I can rationalize waiting even on those contracts. I can even find a reason. With Hendrickson, 30 years old, crossing over that 30 plateau, plays in the trenches, you're not sure if he can keep the production up. Like, I can rationalize that. With Shamar Stewart, who is their 15th, 17th overall pick, D-end out of Texas A&M, I think they're being stupid again, but I can rationalize it by saying, well, they're trying to make the contract match the type of prospect he is. They don't want to be on the hook for all that guaranteed money if he doesn't pan out because he's a very developmental player. Only had 5 sacks in 3 years at Texas A&M, and they're asking him to be one of the lead sack getters in the NFL. So, like, I can even rationalize those as stupid as those situations are for the Cincinnati Bengals. But when you look at Micah Parsons, extending Micah Parsons literally has no drawback. There's no drawback. He's your best defensive player. He's a movable chess piece. He's one of the best edge rushers in the entire NFL. There's nothing, I repeat, nothing that should keep you from doing it. And to be honest, if you have reasons, I'm all ears, Jerry. I'm all ears. Because I don't think there is a rational thought you could give as to why it's taken so long. We'll go ahead and grab a break on that note. We'll come back and get into Small Talk right here on the Gabe Coon. And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now, coming over the weekend, Caitlin Clark is going to be returning from her quad strain. It will be tomorrow against the Liberty, New York Liberty, who are still undefeated. They're 9-0. They've been unbelievably good. So this one, I think, is going to get some good ratings, and it's a great thing, the timing of it, that she's returning, because don't know if you saw this earlier in the week, but the New York Post did a report on WNBA ratings since Caitlin Clark has been away with her quad strain. WNBA ratings, since she left, are down 50%, over 50%. That's full WNBA. And then Indiana Fever games are down 53%. But the entire WNBA lost 50% of viewership because Caitlin Clark was out. Now, I'm not here to tell you why she grabs as much attention as she does. That's not what I'm here to tell you. I'm just here to tell you she does. If she's not playing, the Aces versus the Sparks doesn't get watched. She doesn't play on either team. That's insane to me. And I went back, Connor, and I wanted to find some historical context for something like this, because I'm like, has there ever been just one star holding up a league as much as Caitlin Clark is right now? And you know what I came up with, the historical context of a 50% drop down in viewership? When Michael Jordan stepped away from the league in 1998, attendance slipped and regular season television ratings dropped from 6.3 million viewers per game in Jordan's last season to 4 million viewers before his Wizards return. That is a 50% drop. The same 50% drop we're talking about. That's what we're discussing. And it's funny, I don't think the WNBA has a talent problem at all. Aja Wilson is unbelievable. Honestly, when we look at accolades, might be the Michael Jordan of the sport to date. Nafisa Collier is leading the league in scoring. She puts up 30-point games all the time. Kelsey Plum's great. Brianna Stewart's phenomenal. Sabrina Ionescu is great. Paige Bueckers as a rookie, 35 points the other night. I think 6 assists. I think the talent pool is better than it ever has been. I think the big issue they have right now, though, and why you see such a precipitous drop when Caitlin Clark is out, even with overall WNB ratings, it's about what they've leaned into marketing-wise. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's how they've marketed Caitlin Clark. What's the biggest thing they lean into, Connor? Tell me, with Caitlin Clark.
Angel Reese.
Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, back and forth. That's not something to highlight. What you need to highlight when you have games on Ion, even, if it's the Aces versus the Fever, Caitlin Clark versus Aja Wilson, Nafisa Collier versus Caitlin Clark, Kelsey Plum versus Caitlin Clark, Brianna Stewart versus Caitlin Clark, Sabrina Ionescu versus Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers versus Caitlin Clark. Start doing that. Like, what I'm advocating for isn't that hard. Use your cash cow to highlight other parts of your league and other talents.
You can do the same with Angel. Like Angel versus Wilson.
But it doesn't seem that complicated to me.
Right.
But they just have not really explored other avenues. They see this one thing be so successful, and they keep leaning into that. I was always taught, like in football, for example, don't work on what you're good at. Work on what you're bad at. Improve the weak points of your game. And I think the WNBA needs to do that. Stop selling what already works. Try to sell other things. That clearly works already. That's going to be there. Branch out.
Yeah, it's the WNBA is having a talent boom. They are having a boom. But the messaging needs to be better from the league. What they are focusing on needs to be better from the league. There have been too many controversies. There's been too many stupid conversations. They need to focus on their talent. It's very, I mean, it's not dissimilar from what we talk about with the NBA too. Like, there needs to be more positivity around the WNBA and talk about that. Widen your net of players that you want to highlight outside of Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, because you have a ton of very talented women that deserve some of that spotlight as well. So do it. It's very easy.
It really doesn't seem hard. Don't lean into the same.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Things that have gotten you to this point. Lean into others. Caitlin Clark, her viewers, those ratings, they're going to be there. Start trying to take advantage of other things.
Correct.
All right, now we have John Morant leaving Lyft Sports Management, Mike Miller's agency. We have Zach Edey's injury. We have the NBA Finals to discuss with Eric Hasseltine, the play-by-play voice for the Grizzlies Radio Network. That's right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.